Distributed networks. The field of distributed networks is basically old, and the classical transmission line is one such example. The advent of integrated circuits has prompted new research and investigation in the area of distributed parameter networks, specifically distributed RC networks. A distributed RC network consists of a dielectric material sandwiched between resistive and conductive sheets. Analysis of distributed RC networks using an incremental model with a one-dimensional current flow assumption leads to the so-called telegrapher's equations. Solution of these equations for the two-port network parameters, such as the impedance or admittance functions, yields transcendental functions of the complex frequency variable. The fact that the distributed RC network parameters are transcendental functions of the complex variable sets these networks apart from lumped networks for which all the network parameters are rational functions of the complex frequency variable. This distinctive feature of the distributed networks makes the problem of analysis and synthesis more complicated and at the same time more challenging. In the analysis of distributed RC networks, whenever the resistance per unit length and the capacitance per unit length have arbitrary variations, the problem cannot be solved in general in a closed form. For some special cases, whenever the resistance and capacitance variations are of certain form, such as exponentially tapered, etc., closed-form solutions can be obtained. However, an important practical consideration which must be taken into account is that even for most of these cases, the one-dimensional current flow model for the analysis is not valid. In fact, there is no simple relationship between the geometric shape and the general electrical taper of the distributed RC networks. In interconnected, uniformly distributed RC networks, the boundary effect has not been included in most of the analyses. The fringe effect is not negligible when distributed RC lines of different widths are interconnected without equipotential boundary lines. The synthesis of distributed networks, for convenience, may be classified into two categories. One is the synthesis of transmission lines, and the other the synthesis of distributed RC networks. The methods of synthesis for one can often be applied to the other with some modification. For a certain class of transmission line structure, namely resistor transmission line circuits, the use of Richards transformation has been successful. The analysis and synthesis of such structures by using Richards transformation has been limited to those with equal electrical length. The synthesis of transmission line networks and the design of ultra-high frequency filters and microwave networks have been explored extensively, and a significant amount of literature exists on these topics. A complete synthesis procedure is available for commensurate, uniform, lossless distributed networks. Further, the theory of cascaded transmission lines has also been extended to arbitrary length lines. Synthesis of transmission line networks by multivariable technique, developed recently, has opened a strong analytical approach to the synthesis of networks containing lumped and distributed elements. For example, synthesis methods are available for N-ports, composed of the passive elements and ideal transmission lines. Realizability conditions are available from a multivariable viewpoint for the following structures. A. Cascaded commensurate transmission lines terminated by a lumped load. B. Cascaded non-commensurate transmission lines terminated by a resistor. C. Cascaded commensurate transmission lines terminated by a resistor and shunted by a lumped admittance. Most of the techniques available for lossless lines can be applied, with minor modification, to the synthesis of distributed RC networks. Because of the availability of abundant, cheap, active elements, in a semiconductor chip with virtually no extra cost in integrated circuits, the attention of the network theorist has recently been focused on active distributed network theory. Thus, the problem of approximation with active elements and distributed networks has received attention recently. When idealized active elements and distributed RC networks are utilized in the design, simple analytical procedures using the dominant pole zero concept are available. Again, for analytic approach, various forms of frequency transformation are very useful. For example, a frequency response characteristic given in the form of a curve or in terms of the poles and zeros in the complex frequency S-plane may be approximated in a transformed plane. This approximation problem has been solved to a certain extent. Once the network function is approximated in the transformed plane, active RC synthesis techniques, which are based on configurations such that active elements and one-port RC networks are required, can be directly used. However, when lumped and distributed RC networks, in addition to non-ideal active elements, are allowed, the approximation of frequency response and/or transient response becomes quite involved. In order to be able to do any meaningful design, one must resort to a computer-aided analysis and design. It should be noted that the available packaged programs for the electronic circuit analysis by computers cannot handle the distributed system. If such programs are to be used, one usually approximates the distributed network by a large number of sections using lumped network elements. Recently, some limited results were made available by this approach, but much more remains to be done. The problems in the area of active lumped distributed systems are quite challenging, and thus far, only the surface has been scratched. By M.S. Gauzy, New York University. References for this report: a paper in Proceedings IRE, Volume 30, February 1948, pages 217 to 220, by P.I. Richards, entitled Resistor Transmission Line Circuits. A paper by N. Ikeno, I-K-E-N-O, Principles of Designing Distributed Networks, appearing in Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, report number PIB-MRI-1003-62, October 1962. A paper by H. Ozaki, O-Z-A-K-I, and J. Ishii, I-S-H-I-I, Synthesis of Transmission Line Networks and the Design of UHF Filters, appearing in IRE Transactions on Circuit Theory, Volume CT2, in 1955. A paper by B. Kinnarawala, On the Theory of Cascaded Transmission Lines, appearing in Proceedings of the Symposium on Generalized Networks, published by Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, New York, Volume 16, 1966. A paper by M. Saito, S-A-I-T-O, The Synthesis of Transmission Line Networks by Multivariable Technique, appearing in Proceedings of the Symposium on Generalized Networks, Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, New York, 1966. And finally, a book by the author of this report, M.S. Gauzy, with J. Kelly, Introduction to Distributed Parameter Networks with Applications to Integrated Circuits, published 1968 by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston. This concludes the report on distributed networks. DATE, Dial Access Technical Education, is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list, send a self-addressed stamped envelope and the title of this report to DATE, IEEE Headquarters, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.